Stay tuned into 91.3 to hear me and Niharika Katrakata discuss social issues with Invisible.
Welcome to Invisible. I'm your co-host Niharika Katrakata, and along with me is Emily Patton. And today we're going to be talking about animal cruelty. Now, the person that we have today to talk about it is Callie Craig. So,
and Callie, do you have any experience with animal cruelty?
I do not personally, but a lot of my family members have rescue animals, so it's like I just witness what the product of animal cruelty is.
Mm-hmm. And do you practice anything that helps prevent animal cruelty?
Well, I'm a vegetarian, and I used to volunteer at the Humane Society.
Oh, so why did you decide to become a vegetarian? Is it difficult?
I decided because I just thought, I don't know, it's more of a moral thing for me. And I transitioned this summer, and the hardest part probably was the transition, because the lack of, like, straight-up protein from meat you get. And it's just, like, if you don't get the right amount of protein and like the certain ways you do, it's just your body really notices.
So do you think being a vegetarian helps end animal cruelty, and how?
Again, it's more of a morality thing for me instead of an act against cruelty, but one of the reasons I decided to be a vegetarian is because of the inhumane treatment against animals in like those large factories and processing plants.
Do you have a lot of friends who are vegetarians? Like, did they influence your decision on becoming a vegetarian?
They definitely did influence me. Like, I have a handful of friends and coworkers who are vegetarian and even vegan, and that was definitely a factor in why I became it, because, like, being around them so much and just seeing how they did it.
Is it, for vegan, I think my cousin tried to do it once. It's what does that imply? I don't really know a lot about
it. It is no product from any animal, like, no eggs, no milk, no honey, no cheese. Like, I tried to be vegan for a little bit, and it was not working.
Yeah, it was funny. My cousin did it for about, like, one day, and then, like, when we went home, she was, like, she called us, and she's like, yeah, I can't be vegan anymore because I can't eat anything. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a little bit earlier that you volunteered at the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you get involved with working there?
Working there. Okay, so it started when I was looking for dogs there. And I got my 3 beagles, but we didn't get them from there. But my manager, Joanne, she got her animals from there. And so I just went and looked around, and I love animals so much. So I was, like, looking at the dogs and everything, petting the dogs, and they just had applications for volunteer programs, and I decided to join.
That sounds nice. And do you know anyone else who does something that avoids like cruelty acts against animals, or like what do they do or anything?
I don't know any people who like protest or do anything to directly like prevent animal cruelty, but again, I have a lot of vegetarian and vegan friends.
All right, and do you have any last comments?
I just wanted to thank you guys for having me. I love WHJE.
All right, up next we have a request from Callie, actually. This is Possum Kingdom by Toadies on WHJE. Welcome back to Invisible on 91.3. I'm your host, Emily Patton, and alongside me, as always, is Niharika Katrakata. Now, last week, it was just me, and we discussed anxiety, but today we have animal cruelty.
And according to the lawdictionary.org, cruelty to animals is the infliction of physical pain, suffering, or death upon an animal, when not necessary for purposes of training or discipline, or in the case of death, to procure food or to release the animal from incurable suffering. Some examples of animal cruelty are puppy mills, dog fighting, circuses, testing makeup products on such animals, and more.
And an organization that's all about this stuff is PETA, and PETA stands for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And PETA is an organization that spreads awareness about animal cruelty and has been working to prevent it for years now. And they exposed that some companies do test on animals, and those companies are Lysol, Maybelline, CoverGirl, Clorox, and many other makeup brands such as Pantene. Up next, we have Left Hand Free on 91.3. Stay tuned in. Welcome back to Invisible. I'm your host, Emily Patton, and alongside me is
Niharika.
And like always. And we did something a little differently on this show, on this edition of it. We had a guest come on first, which usually we don't do. Usually we introduce the topic, and then we talk about it, and then we have a guest come on. But we had our guest kind of introduce the topic, and the topic was animal cruelty. So we have a little bit more facts for you guys right now. And one thing that is pretty common about animal cruelty is that it goes unrecognized and unreported because people don't really understand the difference between, like, if an owner is being strict to their animal or if it's abuse. And not many people want to speak up and be like, hey, you're, like, treating your animal wrong. No one wants to kind of step in and be, like, rude. But it's not rude. You're just kind of stating the truth and you're trying to help the animal. And the person's getting angry because they're like, nope, you're not listening to what I want to do. So, yeah.
According to the Humane Society of the United States, states have strengthened their felony cruelty laws, sort of, because, like, it's a growing issue for people these days. Like Emily said before, it's still going a little bit unrecognized, but it's growing in the, like, kind of ability to, I don't know, like, recognize, I mm-hmm. guess. And a couple of states that are, like, at the top of that would be Alaska, Indiana, and Kentucky.
And animal cruelty can not only mean abuse, it could also be neglect as well, like ignoring your animal or maybe not feeding them. And not only are just dogs and cats and, like, family, like, inside the home type of animals abused or given animal cruelty, but it could also be livestock and really any animal.
So going back to the idea of abuse, many people have the question, why do humans abuse animals? And according to the Canine Journal, they're basically, instead of treating the animals like they're living creatures with emotions and feelings, some people view them as throwaway things and they're put there for their pleasure, which, I mean, if you think about it, just kind of stinks. I mean, like, the fact that these animals are, especially, like, if you're saying, like, dogs and cats or something like that, they're your, like, home pets, and, like, it just seems weird that people would be you know, using them for, like, a bad reason, but that's why people do it.
And another thing is that not much progress has been made locally or really, like, nationally almost, too. There has been some advances in, like, kind of getting this idea that animal cruelty is a bad thing out there. Just it's not kind of a consistent, like, you don't hear about it a lot that much anymore. But the only way to really put an end to it is to speak up and, like, join an organization such as PETA. Or maybe start your own organization, help out in the Humane Society, and those type of things. And if you see something, speak up against it. Don't just let it fly on by you.
And animal cruelty also not only deals with, like, dogs and cats, but deals with any kind of, like, any kind of animal. So, you know, like, it's not, like, I get that in people's perception it's going to be, like, if, like, when you think of animal cruelty, you'll think of, like, a dog sitting, like, in jail, like, with no food or, like, water, and you're just like, oh, gosh, I feel so bad. So, but, like, know that it's, like, basically, you know, it's every animal. Every animal has the possibility to be going against or something.
Exactly. And up next on 91.3 we have Shooting Star by Owl City. Me and Nihiriko will be right back. You're listening to 91.3, more specifically Invisible. I'm Emily, and alongside me as always is Nihiriko Katragata. And today, for this segment of our show, we are going to be talking about animal neglect and abuse in stray animals in Indiana.
So the Indiana State Board of Health says that under the definition of animal neglect, it is cruelty, abandonment, and neglect of animals. And acts of torture and physical abuse of an animal are a crime in Indiana.
Also in Indiana, conducting, promoting, and participating in and attending an animal fighting contest are crimes. Also, neglect or abandonment of an animal is also a crime, and a court can permanently confiscate animals that are abused or neglected.
For livestock and poultry, contact the BOAH at 317-544-2400 or local law enforcement.
Also, to report a case of animal neglect or abuse for dogs or cats, you can just contact your local law enforcement. And, I mean, as Nihiriko said, same for livestock. And if you ever want to know more about it, you can just head on over to BOAH. So this is all we have for this show. And our next show is going to be on December 14th from 10 to 11, as usual. And up next, we have Creep by Radiohead.